Hey, everyone. Jason Burmes here in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. And over the next 60 minutes or so, we are going to be discussing the historical significance of the Bohemian Grove, which, by the way, is taking place right now, with zero media coverage whatsoever, within the context of not only the military-industrial complex, former and today, I assure you, there are arms deals, bank deals, digital currency deals, and food deals taking place in the Sonoma Redwoods right now, but also in the regards of our history in compartmentalization, the executive within the executive, the very deep state that Robert Barnes was just discussing. And props to Robert Barnes talking about Bill Barr as a modern day part of that. And guess what? Bill Barr just happens to be in the Napa Valley right now giving speeches. I wonder if he might stop at the Grove. You see, once I found out that the Manhattan Project was hatched there, and that's where compartmentalization was taken to the next level, and we started to have these programs that were what? Born classified post-World War II, which we'll get into. I realized that this was not only a birthing place for the type of policies that led to technology that can totally dominate and change the world, humanity as a whole, but there was also a spiritual aspect to this. And so over the last decade and a half, what I've done is I've amassed a slew of their own internal annals. For instance, this is their sixth annal here, 1973 to 1987. And when I talk about the military-industrial complex and I talk about the deep state, okay, I want you to see this picture right here. Well, I guarantee his son will be in attendance. But right there you have George Bush with all those gentlemen in the middle dressed as spooks. Remember, George Bush will become the vice president of Reagan after being the CIA director, okay? And there is zero, let me say this again, zero media coverage that this is happening right now. On top of that, we're going to take you into the historical spiritual aspect of this as well by showing you a man called George T. Bromley, the high priest of Bohemia. This book is his biography. As you can see, the owl's on the boat. The owl is also on the bind. And this book is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. In fact, I would suspect that this very copy right here was actually owned by a member of the Bohemian Grove, because what you're looking at right here is the obituary of Bromley. And in this book, he not only discusses his meeting with John D. Rockefeller, but he describes the ritual for neophytes or initiates into the Bohemian Club as he is the high priest. He also discusses other aspects of the occult and rituals via Druids, Aztecs, and others. So this is an important topic. We're going to hit several of the annals and that biography. We've got eight annals here, folks. I don't know that there's anybody outside of the club itself that has as much of this historical information. And let's not forget, Alex Jones is the one that broke the cremation of care wide open. We're going to be describing that ritual in Bromley's own words as well. We're going to be getting into the Great Reset, the New World Order, the technology behind all of this, post-World War II, the Good Shepherd, Top Gun Maverick, believe it or not, and so much more. So if you want to know this stuff, you're going to have to hang on, and we are going to be there shortly. But first, Alex's War. It's premiering tomorrow. Yeah, you can pre-order the book, but can you wait for this documentary right now? Be sure to check that out over at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist Great Reset, or the War for the World, is here. but humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever as we reach the critical heart of the battle that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry because we need the funding and you need this book because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
And we are back. We're talking about the Bohemian Grove. For those that are not familiar with the Grove, this is an encampment in Sonoma, California. It's been around for over a century, started in the late 1800s by a bunch of Bohemian artisans. And as the establishment started to move in to the coastline, they started to take it over. And originally there were about 800 members. Now it's a little over 3,000, but it has been extremely, extremely influential in what we know today, and again, the modern day deep state in its secrecy models. You know, they pledge their allegiance to this. We're going to show you a clip from my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, where you understand that these people start these things as young men in college via skull and bones type secret societies, right? And that's where the occult rituals come in and their allegiance does. And that's actually post-World War II, and I want people to understand this, where they make the Central Intelligence Agency, where that is born. And then these guys are constantly jockeying for the black programs born classified at black sites like Area 51 and others. We're going to cover all that, but first, let's get to George T. Bromley and the long ago. And the later on, his own book. Because historically here, what you're looking at on one side are some of the plays. And then you get to see the Druidic in front of a Buddha and Bromley sitting in the middle himself, rituals that take place. And when you look at this book here, again, everything is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. Let's get right up to it. Okay, everything is dedicated to the Bohemian Club. This was a huge part of his life. Throughout these chapters, not only does he tell you how he gets involved, and again, that meeting with Rockefeller right here, Mr. Rockefeller unhesitantly pronounced him the best man. This is one of his good friends that he went to school with, he had ever met. And this is also a man that died worth $5 million after investing, I believe it was, what was it, $25,000 with Rockefeller? It was good to know John D. Rockefeller and be in business with him. All right. So they discuss right here how the high priest of Bohemia, and that is George Bromley, initiates people into the club. And who is this? Is this Sir Henry Irving? Yes, Henry Irving. And this is his initiation. So the high priest says, what is his object? The cardinal. He desires to know what this is all about. Let him enter. Most excellent cardinal, whom have you here? A stranger from a strange land. And I know this is a lot of goofy stuff to people, but this is how they do it. He has passed the ordeal of the election committee. In other words, they've nominated him. He has, without one feather dropping, then bring forth the paraphernalia and the sound the gong. The owl, because that is their deity, folks. Okay, the cremation of care ritual, which we're going to read his own account of, is a Moloch-type Baal ritual where they burn the effigy of a body, but that symbolizes their soul, their very morality, their consciousness. You know, they might feel bad for some of the things they've done over the last year on behalf of this agenda. And this is very occult, and I'm going to go into the artwork one. But you can tell, again, I'm no Bible thumper. I'm no Christian, okay, by any means. But they have a very anti-Christian, pro-pagan, pro-occult attitude. High priests and all right? And these are the deals. The owl and the loving cup resting upon a small table were then placed before the candidate, and he was thus addressed by the high priest. Again, the owl is their deity. I will show this in their own annals. Illustrious neophyte, before you are permitted to know what this is all about, you will truly answer the question I am about to propound. But as your future happiness may be affected by any mistake in your answer, I will reply to it for you. The answer being satisfactory, the candidate was requested to prepare himself for the obligation by taking the loving cup in his right hand and placing it in his left hand in his trousers pocket, as the act of paying for the drink being given to understand that was a far as true Bohemian ever got to paying for anything. In other words, your money's no good here. We want your allegiance. That's what we want. We want your secrecy. In this presence of the owl and this July and August body, see, end of July, early August, again, Bohemian club meeting now, and no one's reporting on it, I hereby pledge my word in this Bohemian toddy that I will ever cherish with feelings of delight the high old initiation I am passing through tonight, nor will tell what hath been told me for friendship, nor for pelt, except it to be to someone who knows how it is himself. To the rules and regulations, I will rigidly adhere by always drinking champagne in preference to beer. In other words, I'm going to shut my mouth, and I only talk about this thing with other Bohemian Grove members. I will love each true Bohemian where on earth he goes till he turns up to the daisies his emaciated toes. Till death I pledge this. As this, I truly promise on the honor of my name, and I will do my level best to keep and perform the same. Should I ever divulge the secrets I'm permitted here to know, may the wind blow through my whiskers when they're allowed to grow. So once again, shut your mouth. So, the cremation of care, okay? I know it's a little blown out there for the audience, but let's read from this, and this is what Bromley says about this, all right? At the close of the hijinks, the ceremony of the cremation of care is solemnized, and it is not easy to conceive of a more solemn ceremony. On the top of the hill, in the rear of the hijinks stage, are gathered those who do the participate in the cremation, and when the sire declares the hijinks closed, he requests the audience to remain seated, and the signal is given for the procession to move. The band playing the Dead March, it's all based in death. Again, look at Skull and Bones. Look at their rituals on tape. We're going to play that. The devil equals death. Death equals the devil. The band playing the Dead March is followed by the high priest, that's Bromley, and the bearers of the casket containing the remains of care, again, their consciousness. Then comes the procession bearing torches as they are descend in the windway pathway. Lighted by varied colors, it is certainly one of the most solemn sights ever witnessed, for nowhere else could be seen such magnificent surroundings. As the procession passes the audience, they are all fall in and proceed to the ravine where the funeral pyre has been erected. And after marching twice around the pyre, the casket is then deposited thereon. The band plays a dirge, and the master of ceremonies delivers a short funeral oration. Then comes the high priest with his address, closing with the soul-stirring announcement that Carkincare is conquered and Bohemia is free. Then come the torchbearers to apply their torches as soon as the whole, I can't even tell you what that is, whatever it is, it's ablaze. And as the burning blocks fall asunder, the fireworks in the casket then burst forth, and a magnificent display of rockets, bombs, and Roman candles brilliantly light up the ravine and all of its surroundings. Okay? This is what Alex Jones captured. So here he talks about this. So again, there's more of an occult aspect. And why do they choose the owl? Because the owl is a predator. It can see in the nighttime. It represents death and destruction in the Mesoamerican culture. Weaving spiders come not here. Don't try to screw us. Among the midsummer hijinks at which I have officiated as high priest, again, I'm the high priest, were several upon which I should love to dilate. The Buddha jinx held in the Redwoods back of Mount Tamalpais, and sired by the late Fred M. Summers, the Druid Jinx, J.D. Redding, Aztec Jinx, and the High Madriad Jinx. So again, it's more than just this cremation of care ceremony, okay? And I'm going to show you some of the plays they do. They do Noah. There's a lot to this. But the important thing is that it is geopolitically relevant, and many of these people are bringing in the transhumanist one world, new world order, great reset agenda. You know who's fighting that agenda? Alex Jones is every day at Infowars.com. So now's the time to go to Infowarsstore.com, make that donation or purchase, and what? Support the broadcast. We'll be back on the flip side with more on The Grove.
I got to tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it, I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it.
They're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
You make the case of what not just the new world order is, but using this great reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism.
They have decided to trigger a controlled collapse and then bring in a new dark age to control the general public, where they will be in their Elysium fields. There is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really, they're just imploding things under the cloud pivot model so that they can get that control over us.
Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter.
He has presented tons of valid evidence and facts that I think have been really, really important to raising consciousness to what the sort of technocratic global elite really want to do.
The true thing that you've done, which is stunning, if you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. This book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I'm telling you, everybody in America, the people that hate Alex Jones the most have to read this book. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff. It's amazing.
The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available now at Amazon and InfoWarsStore.com. We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more. At preparetoday.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, humanity is at a historic crossroads. The information that InfoWars is covering is literally the blueprint to counter their Great Reset with the Great Awakening. When you support InfoWars by getting great products, you keep the tip of the spear on the air. You see, the enemy hates us probably more than even Trump, because we are identifying who they are and what incredible psychotic control freaks they are and how humanity can be awakened to defeat them. Right now, we're doing a major fundraiser to fund our legal bills and to fund things into the future and to make sure we get stronger, not weaker. But you are our strength. We are our strength together. Now, right now, we're running a huge sale, and a lot of great products that have been sold out for a long time, thank God, have finally come in right on time. The cavalry's here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our number one total bestseller. It just came back in 2 days ago. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids you need to boost your overall health and immune system, it's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, highest level curcuminoid, so incredible for inflammation, for your immune system, for everything. But inflammation is such a key thing. It's amazing for that. Diet Force. Look, I'm overweight. I've already lost 30-plus pounds in just the last few months despite all my stress, taking this product with all natural concentrates and more that are known to naturally speed up your metabolism and so much more. And it's good for you. Diet Force, the latest product that we've developed, X7, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, all three of our toothpaste, including, finally, the original Super Blue, back in stock, 50% off together, 40% off individually, and you can pre-order The Great Reset, The War for the World, my new book that's already number one in history on Amazon at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping this incredible information on air. We're all doing it together, so God bless. Please take action.
So we are back. I am Jason Burmes. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and we've been going through different annals and aspects of the Bohemian Club and Grove, the Grove Right Now meeting in Sonoma, California, last week of July, first week of August. And again, big things get decided at the Grove. And when you have the Central Intelligence Agency running operations against their own politicians, many of them members, do you think any of the blackmail might be discussed? You think any of the arms deals might be discussed? I don't know. Sure seems that way, especially when you have some of the biggest players out there. And for some reason, they're into this weird owl deity. Now, I want to show people here. I believe this one isn't quite 100 years old, although I have one a little over. The Annals of the Bohemian Club, okay? And it's to their tutelary owl deity. You can see the owl right here, okay? And where is it right here? There it is, the tutelary deity, the owl, all right? And in this, you can actually see Bromley in cartoon form. And here he is in his little boat in the corner, the owl boat riding across, and in his high priest outfit. And don't forget, this whole occult and technology thing, think about Jack Parsons. Think about rockets. Think about the Nazis themselves being into the occult. There's Bromley. It all has historical precedence. And when we look at this annal here, and this is the eighth annal, this is focusing on the artwork of Bohemia, you see and hear those themes again and again. And they start talking about a guy named Haig Patigan, and he's the one that constructed the owl. Okay, let's get to that right here. Okay, three-time club president Haig Patigan, among the best known of Bohemian artists, Patigan was one of the West Coast's most prominent sculptors. His owl shrine at the Grove stands as one of the most defining images of Bohemia. It is indeed their shrine. And in this, again, they talk about another artist, Robert Henri. And I want to read this because I was trying to find this painting, if anybody can find it, I'd love to see it, whose urban realism and aesthetic flexibility he inherited and transported to California. Especially interesting for a Bohemian artist was a 1914 painting entitled Greed, in which a naked family hung from a cross representing industrial avarice. They love that anti-Christian, anti-family stuff, even in 1914. And I'm going to read a quote from Jack London, A Call of the Wild, what he had to say about the artist that hung with these people. Because if you're a low-level minion, you know, Clint Eastwood likes to go there. He's part of the club. If you're, say, Willie Brown, mayor of San Francisco, you might want to be a part of this because you get a low-key warning on the morning of 9/11 not to fly that day. And then you can, you know, years later, deny it ever happened on camera. You know, it has its perks, Bohemian Club. And let me read this right here. This is from Jack London. This brings to mind none other than Jack London and his ambivalent views about the club in modern society. He expressed conflicting values and attachments that earlier Bohemian figures seemed to be able to hold simultaneously. Perhaps the most famous Bohemian of all, London had written in 1907, even then, he saw where this was going. Remember, late 1800s, mostly artisans, and then started getting taken over. That Bromley book, I mean, you look at when he joined, same thing. As for the artists, they merely pander to the little less than ignoble tastes of the plutocracy. Huh. The plutocracy. And if you don't know what plutocrats are, they keep getting richer and you keep getting poorer. It's like the definition. It's like the oligarchy. All right. So even then he was aware. Let's see. I want to show you just a couple of the things in the artwork. And then we're going to get into the military industrial complex aspect of this. This looks like something right out of Eyes Wide Shut. You want to go to the Christmas dinner? That looks great. That looks fun. And let's see here. Here they do Noah. You know, they do a lot of these plays. By the way, no women. So the men play the women. A lot of them dress in drag. A lot of them were and have been closeted homosexuals that have been compromised. People like Dennis Hassert, who's far worse. And I'm not saying that homosexuality is bad here. I'm saying that you get compromised when you're running on the conservative party and you say you're a Christian conservative and you have a family. Dennis, of course, did all those things, but in fact, he was labeled as a serial child molester by a judge. No big deal. You know, that, and he never did any time for that either. That's not a big deal either, right? He just did 15 months and he's an old man in a wheelchair, free today. And all of these things integrate. And that's why when we come back, we're going to play a segment from Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. But we're going to start with some of the biometrics, some of the technology that's emerging on a large scale now before we get into the Grove. Why? Because it all integrates together. We're going to work in Tom Cruise, Lockheed Martin, and much, much more. Skunkworks, the Oxcart program. You better believe it. So much information here at Infowars.com. You're not going to find anywhere else. So now's the time to hit InfowarsStore.com. Make that purchase. Make that donation. Support Alex Jones. We'll see you on the flip side of these commercials.
My fellow Americans, my fellow humans, history has reached an incredible crossroads. We are now deciding the very future destiny of our species. And at the very forefront of that fight against the New World Order and their Great Reset is InfoWars. And as you, the viewer and listener of this broadcast, that have paved the way for a real opposition to the New World Order that has a very good chance of defeating them. Even their own internal documents have leaked, where the top globalists admit they're losing their war for the world and their war to take over humanity. But still, things are neck and neck and things are very, very close. Ladies and gentlemen, you've done an incredible job spreading the word about InfoWars, the broadcast, the articles, the videos, the special guests we have, our other great hosts. done an amazing job praying for us. You've done an incredible job buying the products and financially supporting us so we can support you in this critical fight. That's why I'm asking every viewer and every listener to understand, we have reached the most critical point in our battle against the globalist in our 28-year history. We have major plans in development and major operations that are very close to being launched. We have so many projects that are not known to the enemy that we've been secretly financing, and just a lot of exciting things that have been going on. We only deliver with our information. We only deliver with real results against the New World Order, but we cannot do it without your support. So I'm asking you now, ladies and gentlemen, to not procrastinate and to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we've got items that you definitely want. Ladies and gentlemen, people have asked me for over 15 years since I wrote my last book to write a new book. And I finally got some of the researchers together and top editors to condense all the known enemy battle plans against humanity into this new book that comes out in August. You can pre-order it right now at InfoWarsStore.com and secure a signed copy as well. We need the funds right now, and you really need this book, especially for your friends, your family, your neighbors, because people are really listening right now and waking up to the Great Reset. Steve Bannon has said it is the most powerful book since the Founding Fathers when it comes to fighting tyranny. He said it's the blueprint of defeating the fourth turning New World Order takeover. I couldn't believe he said it, but it's true. He read the book, and he was blown away. Others that have read the book have been completely blown away. You need to read this book. It is exclusively available through Skyhorse Publishing at InfoWars.com and Amazon and other places. But when I say it's exclusively available at InfoWars.com, that's where you can get the signed copies. Now, that said, this will keep us on air. Plus, it's something every library needs. It's something your friends and family need. It's something that is so important to get. So please order The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com today. This is the best Great Reset book out there. And there's a lot of amazing ones. And we salute those folks that did it. But we have the most knowledge. We have the most research. And we've put out the most important book to understand the enemy's battle plan against you and your family. The Great Reset, InfoWarsStore.com. Ready for pre-order right now for regular copies and signed copies. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get it. Sold out for more than half a year. Our number one bestseller. All the best vitamins, all the essential minerals, all the key amino acids to boost your immune system, make you healthy and full of vitality. It's back in stock for adults and children. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Then we've got Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, highest level curcuminoid for inflammation, for anti-cancer, for overall health, for immune system. It's back in stock. And our latest product, and I'm overweight from eating too much and having too much stress and all the time, but we got samples of this 3 months ago, and I've lost almost 40 pounds on Diet Force, all natural, incredible, totally works, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of other specials right now. We need funding now more than ever. These are great products. Please keep us on air. Thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. I am Jason Burmis. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking Bohemian Grove. It's going on right now. Nobody's writing about it. I'd love to see what the list looked like there over the last week and a half or so into the end of this week, or what they're discussing. Because when you look at this book right here, The Greatest Men's Party on Earth, it's by John Vanderzee. It's kind of tough to get. And he was actually allowed in. And let me just read this basically from the beginning, the prologue. Why have the paths of American men as seemingly diverse as Dwight Eisenhower and Bobby Kennedy, Pat Brown and Richard Nixon, Earl Warren and Barry Goldwater all pass through this one out-of-the-way woods? What is it that has made the Bohemian Grove one of the places that the man who has arrived in America arrives at? Most important, what needs and desires common to us all does the Grove represent? Power, secrecy, maybe the desire to help rule the world? I don't know. But again, this is a good read, and it shows that power structure and how diverse it is. And this is where I want to get to Dwight D. Eisenhower and the modern-day military-industrial complex that, again, was really born out of that model and the technology. Because we live in a world now, okay, where cloned beagles are being created and gene-edited. Now, In the 90s, we openly had the cloning of Dolly. Livestock has been cloned for years, if not over a decade, publicly in this country alone. But now it's being normalized that CRISPR tools can be used to mess with life. Also, we live in a world where not only black helicopters now exist. Remember, black helicopters in the United States, that's hooey. But now they're being controlled remotely after being retrofitted by DARPA. Yes, the Black Hawk helicopters have now become drones. Those are the worlds. I mean, this is the world we live in. They're rolling out technology they've had for a very, very long time. And most of this technology has been beta tested one way or another. Area 51, Operation Paperclip, the Pentagon's brain, and especially First Platoon, because we're going to be going over how the biometrics that we're seeing across the world really beta tested during the war on terror. We're going to lead into that through the fear of 9/11. Remember that? So these books that you're looking at, to me, are a must-read history lesson on how the continuity of government program, born classified, and the military-industrial complex got out of control and is what was warned about by Eisenhower himself. So let's take it back a step to Area 51 and the Oxcart program. One of the things I actually liked about Top Gun Maverick is, spoiler alert, like the very first scene for the very first plane that he's going to be testing was an ode to the Oxcart program. It had the Skunk Works logo on the back. It said Lockheed Martin on the shift stick. Okay. And Tom Cruise had to do lengthy exercises and breathings and be in chambers just to fly the aircraft, as documented once again in Annie Jacobson's Area 51. Then she gets interested in the fact that, wait a minute, a lot of these people that were involved in the military-industrial complex and things like that, yeah, it's weird. They were Nazis. And then the Good Shepherd Hollywoodizes the fact that Skull and Bones comes out of the OSS into the CIA, right? Whole thing, and they do the occult rituals, and they dress in drag, and that's the model. That's why it's important. That's why it's important. So let's play some of this right here and talk about some of that technology.
My mind, one day you're on one side of the ledger, the other day you may be on the other side of the ledger.
Biometrics have been instituted in both Afghanistan and Iraq, where individuals are subject to fingerprint devices, iris scanners, and electronic database to screen local residents as well as DNA tests.
Does this sound familiar, by the way? Again, we do this under the guise on the war on terror because we were exploited by a thing called CNN syndrome, which I'll show you in a minute. And now it's coming everywhere.
This includes anyone within the populace of a combat zone.
Someone has to go out there with the biometric registration equipment, take your iris scans, take your scans, and get you registered in the system like that.
As scary and tyrannical as these systems seem to be, none may be as dangerous as the implantable RFID microchip. Through various pretenses, including terror, security, and entertainment, the chip has been promoted and integrated into society. In 2001, following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the Jacobs family became the first family to be injected with microchips in front of a live television audience.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
In 2004, the FDA approved the use of RFID technology to be implanted into human beings. However, studies dating back to the 1990s show the implantable microchip has been linked to cancer in animals. But this has not slowed the agenda of control. In Barcelona, trendies get chips in order to receive VIP status at the exclusive Baja nightclub. A simple swipe of the arm gets them in without a line, and it pays for their drinks, too. The Mexican government also chipped employees for security measures in 2004.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
Mexico's attorney general and 160 of his deputies have had microchips implanted in their arms. It is to provide access, said the attorney general, to the right people in exclusive areas.
Today, aside from being promoted as a device that can save your life by storing all of your medical information in it, it is being promoted as the next generation tool for video gaming. Sega developer Yu Suzuki plans on developing gaming technology using implantable RFIDs. He states, people that have some sort of chips in their bodies to be able to keep track of vital signs. So it doesn't have to be a scary thing, but you could put a sensor here, you know, a bit like the Matrix, as he points to his arm. It's not really something only in the future. Some people already have them, chips in their bodies. Suzuki is correct. It has never been easier to order a microchip online and implant it under your skin. Microchips implanted in your hand, arm, or shoulder is just the beginning. Some have already taken implantable brain chips that may enable the blind to see again, the deaf to hear, and much, much more, including the ability to download information directly into the brain and instantly communicate with anyone in the world, creating a worldwide mind.
It's very interesting.
So I just want to point out, this film is from 2010. And how much of that has been mainlined and streamlined, and really the Verichip type model is like a toy. And we're talking about Neuralink. We have Dennis Bushnell, the author of that future strategic warfare document that I continually go back to because it is so important for people to understand how real this is. Back in 2001, again, talking about what? CNN syndrome, so that they could basically exploit the casualties of people for this same agenda. Sound like the COVID-1984 nightmare when they talk about things that will monitor your very bodily autonomy, all of your vitals all the time? Bio-nanotech is here. It's not going anywhere. In this, they also talk about what? Oh, yeah. Capturing and torturing Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure takedowns. Cyber attack, anybody? This document is from July of 2001. These are the type of things, again, that are promoted by these people that are at the very top through compartmentalization. Through the military-industrial complex, we were warned about by Eisenhower, that was a spiritual battle. So when we come back, we're going to get to the secret societies and the Grove. It's Invisible Empire. It was produced here at Infowars.com over a decade ago. All of my films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, and Shade. Share them with others. Alex Jones says the same thing. That's why you need to go to Infowarsstore.com right now. Make the purchase, make the donation, and get the word out. Now is the time, if you have not, to get on the ground and join the info war.
It is surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago, and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding. They have the corporate media. They have most of the courts. But they don't have our hearts, our minds. And they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer, reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants. Not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. All three of our toothpaste, back in stock. Super Blue, finally, back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless. The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever, as we reach the critical heart of the battle, that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry, because we need the funding and you need this book, because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get the Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dark shame, darling, darling.
I got to tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it. I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it.
They're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
You make the case of what the not just the New World Order is, but using this Great Reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism.
They have decided to trigger a controlled collapse and then bring in a new dark age to control the general public, where they will be in their Elysium fields. There is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really, they're just imploding things under the Cloud Piven model so that they can get that control over us.
Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter.
He has presented tons of valid evidence and facts that I think have been really, really important to raising consciousness to what the sort of technocratic global elite really want to do.
The true thing that you've done, which is stunning, if you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. This book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I'm telling you, everybody in America, the people that hate Alex Jones the most have to read this book. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff. It's amazing.
The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available now on Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
We are back. It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. And before we get back to this, part in Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined, that discusses the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, and secret societies. A lot of people argue, Jason, they're just plays. These people are rooty-tooty good people. Well, let me tell you something. Read the Franklin cover-up or the Franklin scandal, and one of the darkest accounts of what could happen to a child allegedly occurs at the Bohemian Grove. And it is worth noting, before we get into this segment, that what the Daily Mail, of all places, earlier this week, did an extensive piece on the documentary Conspiracy of Silence, which was never released, okay, never released, and talked about the call boys in the White House, Lawrence King, Peter Citron, victims, Alicia Owens, my bad, Troy Bonner, and of course Paul Bonacci, that gives that account. There's Bonacci, and they show a picture of Citron here. I mean, again, the darkness. If you look at this information, the people that supposedly love us and rule over us, there's nothing benevolent about them. So let's kick off this clip on their secret societies, the Bohemian Grove, and their significance.
Politicians, business leaders, and media figures are often portrayed as pillars of morality while they describe themselves as Christian conservatives. Nothing could be further from the truth. In reality, many of the elite are groomed at a young age to take part in occult rituals. Those who attend Yale are indoctrinated into the Order of Skull and Bones, an elite secret society cloaked as a fraternal order.
Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bones Society, we couldn't resist.
Skull and Bones, people say it's a formal fraternity. Be past the reason.
You'll mock skip over the sacrifice. Dice. Horrific screams caught on tape include chants of "The devil equals death. Death equals the devil."
True. Famous alums include senators John Kerry and John Chafee, to name two, cabinet secretaries such as Averell Harriman, and three presidents: William Taft, George Bush, and George W. Bush, who's been reluctant to talk about Skull and Bones.
Does it still exist? The thing is so secret, I'm not even sure it still exists.
Former Skull and Bones members and current members have been presidents, heads of the CIA, senators, heads of business. I mean, huge, huge corporations. These people have the network that brings them to such a position of power that most people could only dream of.
Bush would run against his fellow Bonesman and distant cousin John Kerry in 2004.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322?
You can bet, by the way, that George Bush is more than likely at the Grove. So let's get right to it. Here is the Grove. We're finally there, folks. Thumbs it up. Subscribe and share to everything I do outside of here. And by the way, we are fully demonetized on YouTube. We get kicked off all the time. Rockfin, Rumble, and Podbean is where you can find my stuff.
Camp for the powerful, an all-male gathering in great secrecy.
This group was formed in the late 1800s by artists, industrialists, and politicians. Bohemian attendees worshiped the owl as their deity. The Aztecs, Mayans, and other natives of Mesoamerica considered the owl a symbol of destruction and death. This is why the opening ritual for the club is the cremation of care. During the ritual, the effigy of a baby is rowed across the water by the Grim Reaper and given to a high priest, who then tosses it on a fiery sacrificial altar of a 40-foot owl god. It is an earth-based ritual in which care is burned away. The conscience is symbolically cast aside so that they may ignore the pain they have inflicted on others for the advancement of their own agendas.
With this ceremony called the cremation of care, that begins the two-week encampment where the body of dull care, symbolizing woes and concerns, is burned on an altar in front of a big owl statue. When that ceremony ends, they all start to cheer and yell.
You have to ask yourself why. Why it is that somebody would want to do that, let alone these elite people.
And that's a great question, Mark. Well, let me tell you, in this last couple of minutes, because these people at the top, many of which are generational sociopaths, are not like you and I. They look down upon us as commoners, and they see themselves as those that will drive the next evolution of humankind via veiled technology based on their systems of compartmentalization and achieve what they believe will be godhood, as the rest of us that are allowed to survive are a new servant class that have been genetically changed and merged with machines. The idea that you or I or any of them will ever upload their consciousness into machines is a great lie. It is a great deception, and it is a tool that they are using via their media and propaganda and entertainment to push via their transgender, really transhuman movement. This is Infowars.com. I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me the opportunity to do the fourth hour and discuss the Grove. Again, not one mention anywhere in the mainstream media this year about it. It is significant. Unfortunately, it appears very dark things go on there aside from the occult rituals. Again, that were caught on camera by Alex Jones over two decades ago. So if you haven't done so yet, if you're new to the InfoWar, now is the time to support Alex Jones. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of Alex's War. Pre-order the Great Reset book that they have done. And remember, all of my work is absolutely 100% free. I want you to check out Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to find, all produced here for free, as well as Shade the Motion Picture that Alex Jones appears in frequently. Love you guys. See you on the floor.
It is surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago, and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding. They have the corporate media. They have most of the courts. But they don't have our hearts, our minds. And they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer and reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants. Not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock.
All three of our toothpaste back in stock. Super Blue finally back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.